On with Mario Lopez.
You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me on the phone right now, singer, actor, superstar, my buddy Ricky Martin. How are you, man?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. It was nice to see you on the red carpet the other day. And
Thank you, man.
I can't believe you didn't tell me. Congratulations on getting married. I was surprised to hear that. How was the ceremony?
But this is how it goes. It's not even fair because we didn't have a ceremony. We will have a ceremony this year for sure. And you're invited, my friend. Of course, you need to be there.
Thank you. Because I was going to hit you. I was going to invite myself to at least the reception. Because you know.
No, the truth is we just exchanged vows and we just want to take it to the next level as soon as possible.
Oh, that's
great. But it's so busy. This year is going to be so busy. I'm going back to Vegas with my residency. Of course, right now we're doing Versace and all the promotion that needs to be done because it airs tonight. So I said, you know what? Let's take a minute and let's plan something right, hopefully by the second semester of this year.
You know what? You're right, though, Ricky, because life gets so busy before you know it. Months go by, a year goes by, and
exactly.
you got to get it in when you can fit it in.
Exactly. And everything that's happening is important, man. I'm really excited about everything. Like I said, Versace, the things that we're doing with Puerto Rico, obviously we're still working on recovering Puerto Rico. The fact that I'm going back to Vegas, my second residency there. So it's really, man, the sun is shining on this side of the fence, bro.
Well, I want to talk about all that stuff, but really quick, I remember last time we spoke, you said you were going to probably do something intimate and quick when you do have the ceremony itself, but the party, you wanted like a 3-day sort of event. Is that still the case?
If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Nice. That's the one you got to invite me to.
Exactly. That's where you're going to be, man.
Good. You're on the record. Well, I can't wait, man. Well, let's talk about American Crime Story because I'm so excited to see this. I love the
cast. Have you seen any episodes yet?
No, I haven't seen anything. I'm looking forward to checking it out. I got it on the DVR. Yes, I can't wait because I love the cast. I mean, yourself and Penelope Cruz and Darren Criss and Efra. I mean, everyone's just I like them all on a personal level and all really
Thank
good
you,
actors.
Man. Thank you.
And Ryan did such a great job, obviously, with OJ and the last American Crime Story. This
of course,
the assassination of Gianni Versace premiering tonight. So tell us about your character. What are we going to learn?
So I am Antonio D'Amico, which was pretty much Gianni's husband for 15 years. And it was insane. Mario, I mean, my first day shooting is when I have to shoot finding his body in front of the villa, the Italian villa that they had in Miami. I used to live in Miami at the time. I don't know if you remember, but it was chaotic when this actually happened.
Yes.
The loss of Gianni Versace, I mean, we're still affected by it. Everything that, he's still missed. And I'm seeing that the buzz that this series has created confirms what I just told you, because everybody's talking about it.
Oh,
then
man.
Again,
yeah.
When you have Ryan Murphy, when you have Penelope Cruz, when you have Edgar Ramirez, Darren Criss, it's a great cast of people that are extremely passionate about this, about fashion, about acting, about storytelling. And I think people are going to be very pleased with what they're going to see. The way Ryan brought the 90s to today is something fascinating. And I'm just very lucky and very proud to be part of this project.
I remember, too, and of course, you know, living there, his mansion, and if anyone's ever been down to South Beach, it's literally right on the beach and very accessible. It's not like you got to cross a lot of security to get there. So it's so easy to get to, which people are obviously going
which is one of the points that we bring to the table in this story. The fact that Andrew Cunanan, which is the killer, he went on a killing spree, and he was at top of the FBI most wanted list in the nation. And he was in Miami Beach. He was not hiding, and no one found him before he could find actually Gianni. So it's a serious series. Obviously, we're going to find the glamour. We're going to find the love. We're going to find everything that has to do Versace, you know? But at the same time, we're going to bring some subjects of like, how come the FBI didn't find this man that was killing gay men and he was not hiding? You know, it's one of those stories that we need to bring to the table.
And as far as the movie itself, does it sort of just take the slice of from the point when Andrew Cunanan started his killing spree to the assassination?
Yes, I think it's very important to point out the mental discapacity that this guy had. I mean, and you're going to see a lot of Darren going to some really dark places, obviously, as a character. And then you're going to see the love and the moment where Johnny shines the most, where he's creating his new fashion and his dynamic with his relationship with Donatella, which is Penelope, and of course his love life, which is with me. It's a very complete scene, beautifully written, incredibly shot. The first episode was directed by Ryan Murphy himself. It's a very powerful series.
Did you get to talk with the real Antonio?
I did. I talked to him twice, and I just asked him, listen, all I want to do here is kind of like do justice to what your relationship with Johnny was. So I need your input, and I need your love, and I need your frustrations and your anger. I am so sorry, Antonio, that I have to put you through this, because imagine, Mario, to relive all this after 20 years. I mean, easy, it must not be. But he was very kind, and he was very open and very generous, and I brought it all to set, and it was interesting.
That's awesome, man. Well, I can't wait to check that out. And you seem to be balancing it all right now. You mentioned the Vegas residency, which if anyone has ever seen Ricky perform, then you know what you're getting. But I've seen him multiple times, and he puts on a hell of a show. So for those who may not be familiar with one of your shows and want to check it out, what can they expect, Ricky?
Well, you know, it's Vegas, man. You got to show off when you're in Vegas.
Right.
So many great artists. And to be part of that roster of entertainers that has gone through Vegas, I mean, we cannot play games. We got to do it right. And I've been working with great producers, obviously great dancers, great musicians. It's a very elegant show, sensual at times, sexual at times, obviously very Latin, very international, I would say. Mm. And I'm sure I start in March, and I'm going to run from March till July. So on and off, if you guys go to Vegas, please join us. It's going to be a very special show, very special.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to check it out again. And last thing, Ricky, I know you've been so supportive and helping out so much with the devastation, really, in Puerto Rico, but there's still so much more help needed, right?
Can you believe I've seen something like 53% of the island is still without electricity.
Wow.
And without power. There are kids that are still living on refugees, on tents. There are kids in the island that unfortunately haven't been able to go back to school because the schools have no power, no water, no running water. And it's really frustrating. So, yes, I'm still fundraising. I'm still doing whatever it takes. My mission and with my foundation, obviously, and I must mention the amazing group of people, of volunteers that have been working since day one that haven't stopped working because there's so much that still needs to be done. I want to create an alliance with Habitat for Humanity and start building houses as soon as possible. And that's where we are at the moment. There's still a lot that needs to be done. And I'm just so thankful because so many people have donated $5 here, $10 there. And we've made it. We have a good number, but we need more because we want at least to rebuild at least 200 homes.
That's awesome, man. Good for you. I mean, that's
thank you, man.
Great,
thank you.
Great work. And congratulations on everything. And once again, everyone, watch American Crime Story Wednesdays on FX. And you can follow Ricky on Twitter at Ricky_Martin. Yes.
Same as an Instagram.
Same as an Instagram. That's right. I follow you, man. Hey, don't forget you invited me to the party.
Man.
All right. All right, buddy.
God bless you, man.
All right,
you
too, buddy.
Family. Thanks for everything.
On with Mario Lopez.